我今天我的题目是顺服。
The title for today's message is submission.
我首先我们要来看一段经文，就是在彼得前书第三章第八节到第十二节。
So let's turn, first look at a passage which is from 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 8 to 12.
请打开圣经彼得前书第三章第八节、啊、让我们一起来看。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse, starting from verse 8. Let's look at it together.
彼得前书第三章第八节，总而言之，你们要都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜、谦卑的心，不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。因为经上说，人若爱生命，愿享美福，需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，也要远离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶，因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳朵、主的耳听他们的祈祷，唯有行恶的人主向他们变脸。你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？
To sum up, all of you, be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. For the one who desires life to love and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it.For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
那彼得前书第二章第十三节到、第三章第七节，它的主题是顺服。
And prior to this passage, the subject is a submission.
那么这段经文谈到基督徒在生活各方面、要顺服。
And this the passage talked about a Christian in various ways needs to submit.
那么第一就是基督徒必须要顺服这个政府民法。
First, Christians must submit themselves to authorities.
那么第二，基督徒必须要顺服主人。
And second, Christians ought to submit to their masters.
那么第三，基督徒必须要学习耶稣基督顺服的榜样。
And thirdly, Christians ought to learn from the example of the Lord in submission.
第四，做妻子的应当顺服那些还没有信主的丈夫。
Fourthly, a wife ought to submit herself to the unbelieving husband.
第五，丈夫应当敬重自己的妻子。
And husband ought to love his wife.
所以在不同的情况之下，
So in various situations,
彼得劝勉基督徒如何的顺服。
Peter exhorts Christians as to how to submit.
那么以致在人的面前能够、做美好的见证。
So that they may be good witnesses before men.
那么刚才我们所看的经文可说是彼得在顺服这个课题里面做一个结论。
And the passage we just read is that so Peter is making a conclusion concerning submission.
那么从第三章第八节，彼得在这里做了一个小结。
And so from chapter 3 verse 8, Peter made a minor conclusion.
他说，总而言之，你们要都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
To sum up,All of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit.
所以你们是指基督徒。
So you is referring to Christians.
然后无论在顺服这个政府民法。
So whether in submitting to the governing authority.
顺服主人。
submitting to masters.
啊，顺服丈夫。
Submitting to husbands.
啊，彼得说都必须要遵守啊这段经文的教导。
Peter says that you should obey the teaching of this passage.
所以我们可以把这段经文分成两部分来看。
So we could break this into two parts.
那么第一就是内在的顺服。
First is the inner submission.
那么第二呢是外在的顺服。
And second is external submission.
那么首先让我们来看这个内在的顺服。
So let's first look at the inner submission.
所以从这节经文我们可以看到五个属灵的美德，这个基督徒应当有的。
So from this passage, we see five spiritual virtues that a Christian ought to have.
那么第一就是同心。
First is being harmonious.
那么第二呢是彼此体恤。
Second is being sympathetic.
那么第三是相爱如弟兄。
Third is brotherly love.
那么第四是存这个慈怜的心。
And being kind-hearted.
那么第五存一个谦卑的心。
And finally, being humble.
所以这五个属灵美德牵涉到我们与人之间那种关系。
So these five spiritual virtues is concerning our relationship with others.
所以让我们看第一个美德就是同心。
So let's look at the first virtue, which is harmonious.
所以中文圣经翻译成说你们要同心。
So in Chinese it says being of the same heart.
然后在英文翻译本 NIV 说 live in harmony. 然后 NASB 说 let all be harmonious. New King James Version 说 all of you be of one mind. 所以同心不代表是相同的。
So being of one heart, does that mean that there's uniformity?
而是指合而为一的意思。
But it's unity.
那么虽然每一个基督徒来自不同的背景。
Even though every Christian comes from a different background.
啊，有不同的恩赐。
Have different gifts.
啊，不同的文化。
Have different cultures.
啊，不同的职业。
Different occupations.
啊，不同的年龄。
Different ages.
但是圣经说必须要同心。
But the Bible teaches us to be harmonious.
那么圣经描述教会好像一个身体一样。
The Bible describes the church as a body.
那么这个身体有头、有手、有脚、有嘴巴和等等的肢体。
And the body has the various parts as the head, the mouth, the ears, etc.
那么这些肢体有它们个别的功用。
And each part has their own function.
那么耳朵不可以说我不需要这个眼睛。
The ear cannot tell the eye, I don't need you.
那么手也不可说我不需要这个腿。
And the hands cannot say, I don't need the legs.
因为没有眼睛不能够看到东西。
Because without the eyes, you cannot see.
啊，没有脚不能够走动。
Without the legs, you cannot move about.
那么刚才我说过，这个同心不是指相同。
And I mentioned that being harmonious does not mean uniformity.
我们这个身体不可能说每一个肢体都是手。
It's impossible for a body to be all hands.
啊，或者是脚。
Or all legs.
或者是眼睛。
Or all eyes.
因为每一个肢体都不同。
Because every part is different.
啊，都有它们的功用。
And it has its own function.
所以手有手的功用。
So the hand has its own function.
那么眼睛有眼睛的功用。
And the eyes have its own function.
耳朵有耳朵的功用。
And the ears have its own function.
那么这些肢体连接在一起，成为一个完整的身体。
And all these parts come together to be united into a complete body.
如果你说这个身体，每一个身体好像眼睛一样。
If you say all the bodies are like the eyes.
那么肯定的，这个身体是很怪。
For sure, that's a very weird body.
就好像今天来聚会的时候，你看到这个眼睛在打滚。
Just like the way if you came to worship and you saw all these eyeballs rolling around.
所以教会里的每一个弟兄姐妹，他们都不同。
So all the brothers and sisters in church are different.
来自不同的国家。
They come from different nations.
不同的文化背景。
Different cultural backgrounds.
但是在主里面是合一的。
But in the Lord, there is harmony.
所以保罗在以弗所书第四章第三节到第六节这么说。
So Paul in Ephesians 4 verses 3 to 6 says,
他说用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
我们身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主一信一信一喜一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
There is one body and one spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all who is over all and through all and in all.
那么同样的，保罗在加拉太书第三章也这么说。
Likewise, Paul says in Galatians chapter 3,
他说，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
你们受洗归入基督的都是被带披戴基督了。
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ.
并不分犹太人、希利利人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣都成为义了。
There is neither Jew or Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以教会由这个弟兄姐妹组成。
So the church is composed of brothers and sisters.
哦，有人的地方必定会有问题。
And wherever there are people, there's problem.
有问题的时候，教会的弟兄姐妹必须把问题带到神的面前。
And wherever there's problem, brothers and sisters must bring the problem before God.
所以彼得在第三章第八节说，你们要同心。
And so, Peter says that you must be harmonious.
所以同心是基督徒当有的一个美德。
And being harmonious is a virtue that Christians ought to have.
因为圣经讲弟兄姐妹和睦相处是何等美的事情。
Because, the Bible says how beautiful it is when brothers and sisters live together in harmony.
我们在中学的时候，我们老大参加这个管弦乐队。
And in high school, our oldest was a part of an orchestra.
那么乐队里啊，这些成员他们都玩不同的乐器。
And the orchestra, people play different instruments.
那么有小提琴。
There's violin.
有这个中提琴。
Viola.
有大提琴。
Cello.
还有其他的乐器。
And many other instruments.
所以在每个学期结束的时候。
And at the end of every semester.
我们乐队都会有一个表演。
They always had a concert.
所以在演奏之前，每一个乐队必须把他们的乐器根据这个 first chair violinist 所发的音把他们调准。
So, before the concert, everyone must tune their instrument according to the first chair violinist.
然后达到一个共同的一个音调。
So that they're all in tune.
那么才开始演奏。
So they could perform.
然后把最好的呈现给这些观众们。
And bring out the best music to the audience.
因此圣经说，彼得说，我们必须要同心。
So Peter says we must have harmony.
他说世人正在观看我们。
He says that people are watching us.
如果我们的音调不一致的话。
If we're out of tune from one another,
那么神的名将会受到很大的亏损。
Then God's name will be injured.
那么这个是第一个属灵的美德，彼得说要同心。
So this is the first spiritual virtue, which is to be in harmony.
那么第二个美德，彼得说要彼此的体恤。
And the second virtue that Peter says is that we need to be sympathetic to one another.
那体恤的意思是有好像受苦的意思。
Being sympathetic of one another, there's part of a sense of suffering.
所以当教会的肢体受苦的时候。
So when one in our body is suffering.
然后其他的肢体都感到那个疼痛。
The others in the body feels the pain.
那么就如一个人如果牙痛的时候。
Just as if a person have toothache.
那么身体其他的部分都受到影响。
The other parts of the body are impacted.
整个人都感到很不舒服。
The whole person does not feel well.
那么同样的教会也是如此。
Likewise, the church is the same.
我们当教会里面有弟兄姐妹受苦的时候，
When a brother or sister is suffering in the church,
然后其他的弟兄姐妹应该存着这个这个体恤的心来分担他的痛苦。
Other brothers and sisters are with sympathy and helps to support this person.
所以保罗在罗马书第十二章第十五节这么说。
So Paul says in Romans 12:15,
他说以喜乐的人要同乐，以哀哭的人要同哭。
Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
然后第三个美德，彼得说要爱弟兄要相爱如弟兄。
And the third spiritual virtue, Peter says, is to have brotherly love.
我们这个爱是指弟兄姐妹之间的爱。
And this love refers to the love between brothers and sisters.
那么如果你去看圣经原文希腊文的话，你发觉到是讲 Philadelphia。
And if you look at the original Greek language, it says Philadelphia.
啊，就好像在我曾经讲过，在离开纽约不远那个城市 Philadelphia。
Just as the city not far from New York, Philadelphia.
因为 Philadelphia 的意思就是 a city of brotherly love.
And the meaning of Philadelphia is a city of brotherly love.
Philadelphia 就是指弟兄姐妹之间那种爱。
So Philadelphia refers to the brotherly love.
因为教会好像一个大家庭一样。
Because the church is as a large family.
那么弟兄姐妹应当彼此的爱护，彼此的关怀。
And brothers and sisters should love and care for one another.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第十三章第三十四节、三十五节这么说。
So Jesus said in John chapter 13 verses 34 to 35.
耶稣说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。”
A new commandment I give to you.That you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
那么如果你去看原文圣经的话，这个爱是指不跟彼得说那个爱不一样。
So if you look at the original language, the love here is different from the love that Peter spoke of.
这个是 agape, 是没有条件的爱。
This is agape love, which is unconditional love.
然后主耶稣牺牲了自己的生命来爱我们。
Jesus sacrificed his own life in order to love us.
他命令我们要彼此相爱。
And he commands us to love one another.
学习他的榜样。
To learn from his example.
所以当教会充满主耶稣的爱的时候。
So when the church is full of the love of Jesus Christ.
那么圣经说，世人就看见我们是主耶稣的门徒。
The Bible teaches us, then the world will know that we are His disciples.
而被吸引到神的面前。
And to be drawn to God.
然后彼得说第四个属灵美德。
And the fourth virtue that Peter speaks of.
要存这个慈怜的心。
It should be kind-hearted.
那么慈怜的心，如果看英文的翻译是可以说是 compassionate。
It can also be translated as compassionate。
那么在原文的意思里面是有跟这个人的器官有关系。
And in the original language, it's referring to a person's inner。
那么慈怜是指一个人的内心深处那种感受。
And being compassionate is a feeling that is on the inside.
这种感受是人内在的感受。
And this is a feeling on the inside.
而不是一种行动。
It's not an action.
所以当有人经历到这个苦难和伤痛的时候。
So when a person is undergoing difficulties and hardships.
那么很自然的他会感受到别人那种痛苦。
And this person will naturally sense the other person's suffering.
这个就是纯慈怜的这种心。
And that is being kind-hearted.
如果你看新约圣经的话，有一个很好的例子就是主耶稣。
If you look at the New Testament, Jesus is a very good example.
因为在马太福音第九章记载说。
In Matthew chapter 9, it records.
那么耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人。先讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness.
他看见许多人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd.
那么当这个拉撒路他生病去世之后，
and after Lazarus became sick and died,
那么圣经说他的家人跟那些众人都哭了。
And the Bible tells us that his family and those around them were weeping.
那么圣经记载说耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就便心里悲憾，又甚忧愁，便说：“你们把他的把他安放在哪里？”
When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?"
他们回答说：“请主来看。”耶稣哭了。
They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept.
犹太人就说，就看他爱这人是何等的恳切。
So the Jews were saying, "See how he loved him."
那主耶稣分担人的痛苦还有忧伤。
Jesus shared in people's suffering and distress.
他看到人间里面的疾病。
He saw the sicknesses among people.
看到人间里面的痛苦还有死亡。
He saw suffering and death among people.
那么使到他心里面产生了这个怜悯还有这个同情。
So he had compassion in his heart.
所以我们应当学习主耶稣的榜样。
So we ought to learn from Jesus' example.
那么在一个星期前我听到一些消息。
A week ago, I heard some news.
不晓得你们有没有听过这些 human trafficking 的事情。
I don't know if you've heard about human trafficking.
就算是在 Albuquerque 的城市里面有这样的事情发生。
Even here in Albuquerque, things like this happen.
就是那些从国外，特别是从中国的女孩子被smuggle 过来。
And as girls from usually from foreign country, often from China, being smuggled over.
来做这些所谓这个性的那种生意。
To do business and sex.
我听到的时候感觉到这些人很可怜。
When I heard this, I felt very sad.
很年轻的孩子，甚至大概12岁。
These were young girls, some are even just 12.
被带到这些这个地方来。
Being brought over here.
没有跟外面接触。
They have no contact with the outside.
非常的可怜。
It is very sad.
所以我听到的时候，我的心里面产生这种所谓圣经讲的那种怜悯。
So when I heard this, I had compassion for these girls.
彼得在这边说第五个这个属灵美德。
And Peter here speaks of the fifth spiritual virtue.
他说要存谦卑的心。
And he says be humble in spirit.
就好像这个慈怜的心，谦卑的心是来自内心。
Just as a heart of compassion, humility comes from the heart.
那么一个谦卑的人，他知道自己的软弱。还有自己的有限，还有自己的短处。
A humble person knows his own weaknesses, his own limitations.
然后同时他也知道自己的长处。
He also knows his own strengths.
但他都明白自己的长处是从神而来的。
But he also knows that his strength comes from God.
所以谦卑跟这个顺服有密切的关系。
So, being humble has close relationship with submission.
所以一个人能够顺服，因为他有一个谦卑的心。
A person is able to submit because he has a humble heart.
所以谦卑是教会合一的其中的一个很大的因素。
So humility is a great has great influence on the unity of the church.
所以当我讲到谦卑的时候，我觉得耶稣是我们学谦卑最好的榜样。
So when I think of humility, Jesus is the best example for us to learn.
因为圣经说，虽然他是神，他降为成为一个仆人。
because the Bible tells us that even though he being God humbled himself as a servant, became like human,
顺服天父的旨意,
and obeyed God's will even to the point of death on the cross. This is humility.
所以我们谈了这个内在的顺服,
so we spoke of submission from the heart.
Let's
speak of external submission. We must use action to express our internal submission. So Peter in chapter 3, verse 9 to 11 says,
不以恶报恶，你辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福。 因你们为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
Not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing.
因为经上说，人若爱生命，厌想美福，需要禁止舌头，不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，也要离恶行善。 寻求和睦, 一心追赶,
for the one who desires life to love and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it.
请注意第九节,
please note verse 9.
不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福。
Not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead.
几个星期前我谈到主耶稣受苦的榜样。
Several weeks ago, I spoke of Jesus' example of suffering.
这里讲到主耶稣他的榜样。
And here speaks of Jesus' example.
他被骂不还一口，受害不受威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously.
所以以恶报恶和或者是以牙还牙是人的本性。
So our nature wants to return evil for evil or for a tooth for a tooth.
所以一个人当受到伤害的时候，很自然的就会找他报仇。
So when a person is injured, it's very natural for us to want to seek revenge.
然后有一位妇人，她感到身体不舒服，就去找医生。
There was a lady who did not feel well, so she went to see a doctor.
然后检查之后，医生告诉她一个不好的消息。
And after her examination, the doctor told her bad news.
她说你得了这个疯狗症。
He said that you have caught rabies.
然后告诉他之后，他就离开这个房间。
And after he told her, he walked out of the room.
然后一阵之后，医生又回到房间来。
And returned after a while.
我看到这个妇人在一张纸很忙碌的在写。
And he saw this woman very busy writing on a piece of paper.
我们医生就问他说，你到底在写什么？
The doctor asked, what are you writing?
是否在写这个遗书?
Are you writing your last will and testament?
她说不是，我正在写一系列的人的名单。
She says, I'm writing a list of names.
我准备要去咬他们。
I'm going to bite every one of them.
听起来很好笑，这个是人的本性。
But this is human nature.
但圣经说，我们必须把这个本性除去。
But the Bible tells us that we must get rid of this nature.
所以彼得说不要以恶报恶。So
Peter tells us not to return evil for evil.
以辱骂还辱骂,
or insult for insult.
倒要祝福,
but give a blessing instead.
因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing.
所以不单不以恶报恶。
So not only we should not return evil for evil,
以辱骂还辱骂,
or insult for insult,
圣经说我们还要祝福这些人。
The Bible tells us to bless these people instead.
所以当彼得写这些经文的时候，他是引用旧约圣经诗篇第34篇。
So, when Peter wrote this, he was using Psalm 34.
因为大卫写这首诗的时候，他正在面对这个生命的危险。
For when David wrote this psalm, he was facing threats to his life.
因为扫罗王正在追赶他，要杀害他。
Because King Saul was chasing after him, wanting to kill him.
我们都知道大卫比扫罗王各方面都好。
We know that David was better than Saul in all things.
那么大卫比这个扫罗王在战场上比较优秀。
David was better than Saul on the battlefield.
而得到很多人的喜爱。
And he was loved by many.
因此扫罗王嫉妒大卫。
So King Saul became jealous of David.
大卫成为扫罗的敌人。
David became Saul's enemy.
但是圣经说大卫却没有把扫罗看为是一个敌人。
Yet the Bible tells us that David did not consider Saul as his enemy.
所以在撒母记上第24章记载了扫罗王追赶杀害这个大卫的事情。
So in 1 Samuel 24, it records an event in Saul chasing after David, trying to kill him.
所以在追杀的路途当中。
And on the road to trying to kill David.
那么扫罗王要上厕所。
King Saul had to go and relieve himself.
那么刚好有一个山洞。
And there was just this cave here.
然后他就进去这个山洞里面解决。
He went in to relieve himself.
那么正好大卫跟他跟随的人也在山洞里面。
By coincidence, David and his followers were already in the cave.
山洞肯定是很黑的。
It's a very dark cave.
机会难逢啊！大卫的跟随大卫的人就对大卫说
，This is a rare opportunity. So David's follower told David.
他说：“耶和华曾应许你说。”我要将你的仇敌交在你的手里，你可以任意待他。如今时候到了。
The men of David said to him, "Behold, this is the day of which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I am about to give your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it seems good to you.'"
那么，但是圣经说，大卫就起来悄悄地割下扫罗王的外袍的一部分的衣襟。
But instead, David just quietly came to Saul and cut off a part of the hem of his robe.
那么当时跟随扫罗王的人要把这个扫罗王杀掉。
At that time, David's follower wanted to kill Saul.
但是大卫王却阻止他们。
But David stopped them.
大卫说：“我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害他，因他是耶和华的受膏者。”
I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, since he is the Lord's anointed.
所以大卫有一个很好的机会，把这个扫罗王杀掉。
So David had a great opportunity to kill Saul.
但是大卫没有。
But David did not.
因为大卫没有以恶报恶。
Because David did not return evil for evil.
所以引用这个诗篇34篇的时候，彼得在这里这么说。
So when he used Psalm 34, Peter said,
不以恶报恶，不以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福。
Not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead.
彼得还在说，需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不出毁诈的话。
And must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit.
那么我曾经在这个雅各书谈到这个石头带来的问题。
And I've spoke of James and the problem of the tongue.
然后雅各说，舌头好像这个小小的脚环一样。
And James spoke of the tongue as a small bit.
放在马的口里面，能够引导这个马的去向。
Place in the horse's mouth and it could direct the direction of the horse.
那么雅各也说，这个舌头好像这个小小的一个舵。
And the tongue is also as a little rudder.
能够控制一艘很大很大的船。
That can direct the direction of a large ship.
那么雅各也说，舌头好像一点小小的火。
And the tongue is like a small flame.
能够燃烧一个很大的树林。
That could set the forest afire.
所以雅各在三章第八节这么说。
So James says in chapter 3 verse 8.
他说唯独石头没有人能制服，是不仔细的恶物满了害死人的毒气。
But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison.
所以石头能够伤害别人。
So the tongue can injure others.
也能够摧毁一个人。
It can also destroy a person.
所以主耶稣给我们留下一个很好的榜样。
So Jesus has given us a good example.
就好像彼得前书第二章第二十三节这么说。
Just as in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 23 says.
他被骂不怀口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting him to him who judges righteously.
别人的恶，神会负责。
Other people's evil, God will take care of it.
我们圣经说，我们不应当以恶报恶。
The Bible teaches us not to return evil for evil.
以牙还牙来对待别人。
Using the idea of a tooth for a tooth to injure others.
因为罗马书这么说，主说，声音在我，我必报应。
Because in Romans it says, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay," says the Lord.
因为在审判的日子，神会找他们算账。
Because on the day of judgment, God will take care of it.
不单不以恶报恶。
And not only not using returning evil for evil.
把彼得说还要祝福他们。
Peter tells us to bless them.
当我们如此做的时候，将会承受神的福气。
And when we do so, we will receive God's blessings.
因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳听他们的祈祷，唯有行恶的人，主向他们变脸。
For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
所以基督徒应该有这个内在的顺服和外在的顺服。
So a Christian ought to have the internal submission and the external submission.
所以内在的顺服第一就是要同心。
The internal submission first, we must have harmony.
然后第二要彼此的体恤。
Second, being sympathetic.
然后第三要相爱如弟兄。
Having brotherly love.
第四要存着这个慈怜的心
being kind-hearted
第五要存着这个谦卑的心
and finally humble in spirit
我们也要有这个外在的顺服
we ought to also have external submission
当我们处事待人的时候不以恶报恶
well, whatever we do not repay evil for evil
因为神知道因为知道神会看顾这些义人
because we know that God will watch over His righteous,
而且听他们的祷告
and hear their prayers.
让我们在我们的生活里面做一个顺服的人
so that may we in our lives be people of submission.
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息
Let's spend some time to meditate on today's message.
可能在你的生活里面你被受到伤害
Perhaps in your life you were injured
有人对你不好
Someone has injured you
但是圣经说不要以恶报恶
But the Bible tells us not to repay evil for evil
不要以辱骂还辱骂
Not insult for insult.
还要禁止自己的舌头不出恶言。
And to keep our tongues from speaking evil.
我们嘴唇不说这个诡诈的话。
Nor our lips from speaking deceit.
让我们顺服圣经的教导。
Please help us to submit the teaching of the scripture.
让我们同心。
Help us to be harmonious.
让我们彼此的体恤。
To be sympathetic.
相爱如弟兄。
To have brotherly love.
存这个慈怜的心。
To be compassionate.
存这个谦卑的心。
And be humble in spirit.
让我们顺服在神的面前。
Help us to submit before God.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
做个顺服的人。
To be submissive people.
让我们愿意顺服你。
Help us to be willing to submit to you.
顺服你的话语。
To submit to your words.
顺服你的命令。
To submit to your commandment.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.